That's how I felt all the time. And just as there is only one word to describe it, one experience in my memory has a similar kind of all-encompassing sweep, a moment in time that gave shape to my entire world. I hinted about this experience in my book, Abba's Child, but I want to give it a deeper telling here. Why? Well, now I'm not so afraid of dragons. The memory came back to me one day while I was on a long retreat in the Colorado Rockies, a much-needed stint of therapy and solitude. I spent my mornings under the caring hand of a psychologist who helped me revisit memories of my childhood. One crisp morning, as I talked with the psychologist, I became startled by the realization that there was an absolute void of feeling in my life. It was like I could not access anything emotionally. I realized that I hadn't felt anything for a long, long time, since I was about 8 years old. In working with the psychologist, I remembered something that happened back then, something sinister that had irreparably darkened my life. My mother had come home one afternoon from a shift of nursing. For some reason, I greeted her harshly, saying, "You love Robert more than me, don't you? You've always loved him more. I hate you." My mother looked stunned, but I didn't relent. I continued to accuse her. "The truth is, Robert's always been your favorite. You've always been kind to him and mean to me." She grew angry. "Stop that. Stop saying that. You stop that now." My mother then stormed toward me and began punching me over and over to the point where I fell on the floor. She straddled me and continued to punch me, screaming, "Shut up! Shut up!" My grandmother then entered the room, and her calm voice halted things. "Amy, you better stop. You're going to hurt him." This is what I meant about disarming. She didn't come in shouting at my mother as one would imagine she would do. She was calm, and somehow knew that her gentle approach would make my mother stop. Whether it was immediate or gradual, I don't remember. All I know is that the punching stopped. There'd been occasions before that moment when I questioned my value as a person, but that experience, when I was 8 years old, confirmed my unworthiness. I felt like I would disappear into a pile of ashes. Shame. What happened when my mother, the dragon, huffed and puffed and blew myself down? Under my psychologist's care, I realized that after that event, I'd placed a muzzle on my emotional self. I had no feeling, no nothing. I'd vowed it.